Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And all the other things there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Ballard is with us, folks. Jim's a good friend, a longtime 11 and a half year Brain Trust member. Jim, remind us about your website, please.
Oh, it's called lifecrafters.us or US.
.us, all right.
Yep.
And when they get there, they'll find you, your shining face right there in front of them, or will they have to look for you?
No, they'll find my shining face, and they'll
find
a lot of good coaching.
All right, that sounds good. Can they find your books there too?
They can. They just click on books.
All right. Lots of folks, Jim's books are the best, and he's got an array of different kinds of books, so check those out. You'll find something you like. Jim Ballard, we're talking about happiness. You were telling us about Sean Aker's book on the Happiness Advantage. I do think that people who are capable of being happy have an advantage. And you know, you and I were off the air a minute ago, and I asked you if you thought it was possible to have to deal with unhappy things, but underlying all of that, still be happy. What do you think?
I do, and I think that you know that you've probably experienced that in your life, Jim, or you wouldn't ask the question. But it's a paradox, isn't it, for a lot of people
yeah.
who hear that? How can you be happy being unhappy? And I think in your case and in mine and in a lot of people's, it has to do with a commitment to being happy.
Yeah.
Decision to be happy.
Don't let circumstances rob you of your happiness. That doesn't have to happen because your life can be filled with happiness, but those circumstances come and go.
Well, you look at so many people who have overcome terrible adversity and odds and so on, and they're some of the happiest people.
Right.
And people lose their homes sometimes in a tornado, and, you know, they're walking around, picking around, and they interview them on the news, and they're the most unhappy people. And then they'll find somebody that says, you know, I don't even know why, but I think this may be the best thing that ever happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how you take life, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. What about values? You know, I mentioned as we went to the break in the last segment that I think that if you have your values aligned properly, it's easier to be happy. And when I say values, that you value the things that are really important, at least to you. What do you think?
Well, there's this old saying that I go back to. I don't even know where I heard it or if I made it up, but I've used it in my books. And it says, the most important thing in life is to decide what the most important thing in life is. Oh, it's true.
Yeah, major. Don't major in the minors, right? Major in the majors.
and figure it out. If you went up to people on the street and said, you know, what's the most important thing in life? A lot of them would just say, you know, get out of here and walk away. But
right.
other people who answered the question, they might say, well, making it through my job until Friday or something
right.
like that. You know, surviving. And they haven't sat down and figured out. And I always say to people, you know, take a paper and pencil and put the numbers 1, 2, 3 at least, and then, you know, list 3 most important things to you and then rank order them.
Right.
And then, you know, whenever you got a decision, put the first one first and the second one second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I guess the way you make that list is think of the things that if everything else was gone, you'd want to be left with.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was thinking, I one time I said to someone, what would you do if you were standing outside in your yard and your house were burning down? He said, I'd be very upset. I said, what would you do if you were standing out in your yard and your house is burning down and your entire family was safe around you? He said, well, that's a different story.
Boy, that's right. You know, and in the end, it's sort of like My friend Ken Blanchard, I'm always quoting him, but he's quoting someone else when he says that in the end, that some guy that he knows used to play, I don't know, maybe it was Monopoly with his grandmother, and he would make such a big deal of winning. And in the end, and she said to him one time, you know, in the end, all the pieces have to go back in the box.
That's a good lesson, isn't it?
It is what you're left with, you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's ways to be happy, Jim, and you can start small. You can start by being thankful. You know, and people have done this. This is part of Acor's research. Is they would take a group and they would have them list three things every day that I'm thankful for, and the other group didn't. And at the end of a long period of time, they found out that the group that was listing their thankfuls was doing better than the other group, really by far.
Right.
And something as simple as that can make a difference.
Another thing, make sure that you're thankful for more than one thing, though, because sometimes people and things can let you down. Make sure you got something to fall back on. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm not even speaking in terms of long term. I'm saying just right now, what are you thankful for? And tomorrow, right now, what are you thankful
for? Hey, Jim, right now I'm very thankful that we've gotten to know you over the last 11 and a half years, and you've been able to share your wisdom with us all this time.
Thank you for being
here. And give us the website quickly one more time.
Lifecrafters.us.
Good job. Lifecrafters.us with Jim Ballard right there, and all of his books, all of his stuff. Check it out when you get a chance. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.